One of the things to look at that are executory contracts is leases. But one of the things to be aware of is that just because something says it's a lease doesn't mean that it is. Indeed, it may be a what we call a disguised security agreement. So it's not, it says it's a lease, both parties agree that it's a lease. It says specifically in the contract, the parties hereby declare this to be a lease and not a security agreement. The law may still hold that it's a security agreement, not a lease. What you have to look at is Texas Business and Commerce Code 1.203. And all of this is in the paper. It's I once again wrote the longest paper for this topic because, hey, I'm wordy. What can I say? There is a bright line test, which is this a lease or is it a security agreement? And that's, is it subject to termination by the lessee? If it is, then it's a lease. So in other words, if it's a 30-day lease that's renewable every 30 days, or if I'm leasing something and I can just say, okay, I'm done, I'm walking away, and my obligation under the lease ends, then that's clearly a lease and not a security agreement. However, if it is not subject to termination by the lessee, then you have to go to a test. First of all, you need to look and see if there's a hell or high water clause. What that means is, yeah, I have the right to terminate the lease, but I have to pay the entire amount of the lease payments if I cancel it. If that in that case, then the courts say that's not really a right to terminate that lease because you've got to continue to pay even though you can terminate the lease. That is different. But if you can subject, if there's not this hell or high water clause, then you have to look to see if it's a security agreement under Texas law. And what you look at is the original term equal to or greater than the economic life of the good? Is the lessee bound to renew the lease for the remaining economic life or become the owner of the goods? Is the lease option to renew for the remaining economic life of the goods for no or for nominal consideration? Is there an option to become the owner for the goods at the end of the lease for no or nominal consideration? So really what we're focusing on there is when you get to the end of the lease, are you going to own the thing essentially for either a nominal payment or for no payment? That's really what most courts are going to look at if there's not this right to reject it or this right to opt out of it. For instance, car leases. That's mostly what you're going to see with regard to leases in a lot of the consumer cases, at least for me, because I'm the car guy. But look at that lease. At the end of it, there's a buyout option, and it's not for a dollar or whatever. It's for a considerable amount of money. Now, on the other hand, for trucks, for some reason, they structure a lot of truck contracts as leases. But at the end, there's a $1 payout or $1 buyout or something like that. So it really is a security agreement, not a lease. There's also a list in the Texas law as to things that don't make it a security agreement that a lot of people think does, such as risk of loss, the option to purchase. A lot of people, they're used to the old law that says, oh, well, you know, those are all factors to consider. You really just need to focus on the Texas law 1.2 or 3. Remember that there is a specific section for rent-to-own contracts. This is Texas Business Commerce and Code 1.203B and 92.001. This is a lease for a period of 4 months or less that then automatically renews, and there's an automatic right to terminate after that original period. So you get into month five, you can say, okay, I'm terminating it, I'm going to give it back. But those, even though at the end of it, you're going to own it, there is this nominal buyout. Because there is that right to terminate at any point, they're going to look at that as a lease and not a security agreement.
And Steve, just to interject, the reason I think this is really important, at least from the consumer side, is say you have a client, a debtor, who's purchasing a couch, a $500 couch that they're going to pay $3,000 over for the next 3 years. They've been paying on it for 2 years. Do you assume their lease, or do you object to the lease and argue that it's a security instrument? Because now you have the ability to cram it down to value and cram down the interest. And now you're not paying lease payments and assuming and curing arrears on that lease. You're now just paying for it as a security instrument. And that's very important to look at.
Well, and didn't you tell me also that a lot of times you just go ahead and reject these rent-to-own contracts and nobody ever comes and picks up the stuff?
All right. What's the value of a used mattress? I'm not buying a used mattress, but and what's the residual value of a couch? You know, a lot of times my clients are, you know, wanting to keep all this personal property that's going to affect feasibility and the amount. And I just ask them, what happens if you lose this property? Do you care? And most of the clients are saying, yeah, well, you know, I'd like to keep it, but if it's gone, it's not the worst thing in the world. Well, reject it. And, you know, I could probably count on one hand in the last 8 years, I have had a client come ask, or debtor come ask, or creditor come ask to come pick something up. And that was purchased within a month. And it was like $10,000 worth of home theater equipment.